from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, out in support of a new record, which we have had for a couple of months, called Kindness a Rebel, is the band River Wireless. From my left to my right, Daniel Sheeran, Ryan O'Keefe, Hallie Anderson is in there. Alex McWalters is here as well. Hello, River Wireless. Welcome to JPR.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you all. Most of you are far from home, but not all. We'll get to that in just a bit. Home is generally Asheville, North Carolina, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And where were you all when you first met and first formed a band?
We were up in a little town called Boone, North Carolina, which is a college town mostly, home of Appalachian State University.
And what were you all studying at Appalachian State?
Oh, a variety of different things. Music, psychology, writing, recreation management.
Yeah. So what was it that brought you together? Proximity in a dorm or something like that? Or
well, that was kind of where we all met, but we didn't actually, the band River Wireless didn't form until we were living in Asheville, North Carolina, and released our first record in 2012. So that was more of a, Hallie, Alex, and I were friends in college and played in various bands, and so did Daniel. And when Dan joined the band in Asheville is when we really started this particular project. Mm. So,
in prepping for today, I had come across a couple of very interesting stories about your dad, Hallie. And I know that probably for music fans that this is going to be a trip down a different avenue, but your dad has just got like the most bizarre family stories that seemingly could make a book.
He does. I've been encouraging him to write a book for most of my life now.
And they're strange and
they're
kind of
odd.
Morbid at times.
Yeah, they're morbid and odd, and sometimes I think they're border on maybe I wouldn't tell my children these same stories. But yeah, I guess we're going to play a song in a few minutes that I'll dive deeper into
Dadisms.
What stories are about, right, and how they've influenced the music. But yeah, today, he's really on the radar right now because we were driving up to Ashland and I got about 30 texts from him about this tour bus that he found that he's really encouraging us to get, which we don't have the funds to get this tour bus, but his dreaming texts are, there's a new story being made today just about where this bus is going to go, what it's going to do, and it's probably going to stay in that parking lot, but we've been talking about that all morning.
Well, the majority of the band still located in North Carolina. Hallie, you have relocated to, of all places, Astoria.
Yeah.
You're a Northwesterner now.
I know, and it's odd because I got into an airplane to fly over and meet the guys in Asheville, only to hop into a van and slowly drive back across the country to Astoria. So it's been a little painful, but as we go across the topography and we've left the desert and we got into San Francisco and it was cooler, and then we've gone through quite a bit of smoke, and now there's some mist, and we're soon to be, I'm soon to be feeling really at home and alive, yeah. And I'm excited as we get close to the coast here.
Well, I know that geography change has affected the band in some ways. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. I'd love to hear a tune first. River Wireless, my guest, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record out is called Kindness a Rebel, and Alex is sitting out. I've got the three of you around a nice condenser here in our performance space. What do you guys want to do first today?
We're going to play a song called Motel 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Long time lover, have you gone? I left you walking through the parking lot of a Motel 6 as I turned our van back east. Somewhere on the road we lost our way. In my mind, I can save us all. I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, I've spent my whole life moving. I've spent my whole life on a road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first time,
I'm terrified of waking up alone. Within the shade of my delusions, I drive into the night, drive into a lie that I deemed worth living all my life. In my hands, a child is dying. In my mind, I can save the boy. I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, in my mind, I've spent my whole life moving. I've spent my whole life on a road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first time, well, I'm terrified of waking up.
That is River Wireless, Motel 6 live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. A track from the new record called Kindness a Rebel. Hallie, I think you get the award for the first balalaika ever played live here on JPR. I mentioned the move to Astoria. That was one of quite a number of life changes that seemed to be happening for individual band members last year, 2017. I think, Daniel, you got engaged, bought a house, a lot of other maturation things going on. When you're in your 20s, your whole lives can be a band. When you're in your 30s, a band becomes part of your life, right? You guys seem to be going through that process right now. What kind of changes have you experienced, the four of you, as a cohesive group and as individuals now?
Last year, for me, and probably for them too, I think it was one of those years where 6 months go by and you look at yourself and you're like, wow, I never would have, if you asked me 6 months ago, about all these things that just happened to me, that you wouldn't believe it. And that was just one of those years for me. And then we recorded the record just at the tail end of that, which was also another part of that experience, because the record, recording the record, was such a huge undertaking and such a huge experience, mostly due to the fact that we went all the way out to El Paso to do it, and we worked with a producer in this really amazing studio, and the whole thing was really dreamy. And But you're right. And aside to, in addition to all the life changes, that going out to do the record that way really felt like getting back to the root of being in a band, and it being like a full immersion type of process where it is your whole life for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I definitely had a change in mentality when my 30s began. And I think that was just a change in perspective, not a change in dedication or anything like that. It was realizing that, oh, I'm in my 30s and I'm still doing this band thing, so I need to reframe my construct, I guess, or I need to reframe how I'm going to do this and make it a serious thing for a long-term way. In our 20s, it was, for me, it was just go band and nothing else. You really put it the best way possible. That was all I saw. And then as the maternal clock started waking up, and I got into a serious relationship and realized that I might still be doing this band and juggling other things that are important to me, I thought, well, okay, to make this more long-term, I need to divide and conquer, or I need to be comfortable at home and establish a really nice foundation with my partner and have a good home life so that I can put positive energy into the band and so that I can have this as a career for a long term. It was funny, when I made the move to Oregon, Motel 6 was written, because Ryan, I think, was having a similar feeling of wondering where we were as a band. And in my mind, I thought that it was a move for for more dedication to River Wireless, but we didn't quite communicate that as a group. So it was a funny period where we were all changing perspective.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there was ever a moment, or if it ever got far enough along where there was a moment of, we need to have a sit down and talk about the next decade.
All the time.
Yeah, we have those moments a couple times a week. They're healthy.
Yeah, generally not as in like a catastrophic moment, but we're always trying to look ahead. And I think, again, you nailed it. It's now looking ahead has, there's more at stake in some ways when you are in, you know, longer relationships and own houses and you know, are in your 30s, I guess.
Yeah.
So looking ahead is really important in planning and figuring out how it works. And yeah, Hallie's on the West Coast, so that's obviously complicated touring in different ways and changed our band lifestyle in another way. You know, it's become more structured rather than kind of as free for all, take shows whenever you can get them, now that it's a little bit more blocked out in different areas, which is I think good for all of us in the long run. But it's definitely a change. And yeah, Motel 6 is about me not really knowing what to do with that change, not knowing if I liked it or not.
I'd love to hear another tune. River Wireless, my guests live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record, which we'll talk about in a minute, is called Kindness a Rebel. What are you guys going to do next?
Well, per our discussion earlier about my father's stories, this next song is called Failing Farm, and it centers around... There are many stories that I wish I could just sit and turn this into a story hour about the Marshmallow Man or the Bubba the Bubblegum Ball who escaped his destiny to be in the bubblegum... a machine, or about the boy who got his rear end spanked off because he was misbehaving and slamming the door behind him all the time. But anyway, those are the abridged ones, versions. But my dad used to tell me these stories to keep me in line, and one of them was about lying. I had lied about some cookies, I think. My first lie was about cookies. I was taking them down to my stepbrother to go. He was fishing, and I was taking him some cookies. And my mother gave me 4, and I ate 3 of them and gave him 1 cookie and told him that that's all that my mom gave me. And that was, to memory, that was my first lie where I realized I had done something incredibly wrong. And so my dad created this story about a girl who ate her neighbor's grapes, and she lied to her neighbor about eating the grapes out of the garden. And because she lied, the grapes turned poisonous inside her stomach, and she went blind. So that was just, for some reason, that stuck with me. And there are many other just sort of morbid tales, and they do have happy endings. I'm not doing my father justice by making these statements on stage and on the radio, because they really are good stories, and they taught me good lessons. But anyway, that one stuck with me, and this it appears in the third verse of this upcoming song. It's called Failing Farm, and it's about a farm that essentially goes to rot because it's not taken care of or not treated well or misinformed, I guess.
Stocks rot dry, gone are the children whom we learned to water, and all the chicks died at dawn, starving in a feather pile of their dead mother. New milk is straining soft curd draws within the muslin cloth we hung to filter. And all the cows died in line, stretching the electric fence to the open pasture. Nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell. Make love with yourself, nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell. Thank you. inside the hayloft, he climbs up the ladder. And all the bats died at once, fighting in a burning pile of a boy's wonder. There is a lesson, careless eyes prying the fruit out from behind the story. And all the kids lost their sight, clutching at their belly aches from the poison berries. Nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell. Make love with yourself, nobody can tell, nobody can tell, nobody can tell. Ah.
It's called Failing Farm. It's River Wireless playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Another tune from the record called Kindness a Rebel. Ryan O'Keefe, Hallie Anderson, Daniel Sheeran with the great timely bow assist from Alex McWalters. And the one interesting technique there that might not have come across all that well on the radio is the percussion was actually muted strings on the violin played pizzicato. That was that high-pitched percussion thing going on there. Let's talk about this new record. There is a point to it, and by that I don't mean a message, though there is a message, but there's also a sharpness to it. There's a little politics that have made their way into the record, both in terms of one of the songs we've played quite a bit, Born in the Right Country, but the name of the album itself, Kindness a Rebel, there's kind of an interesting philosophy behind that. Where did that name come from, and explain what it means?
Well, I'm the one answering this question, but Hallie is actually the one who first came up with the name of the record. When she first suggested it, I was one of the naysayers, actually. This is Alex, by the way. You know, the idea of kindness being the first word you encounter in the record title, I just thought was a little bit too easy, oversimplified to whatever cliche, in a way, to say that, oh, yeah, let's all be kind, of course. It's much easier said than done. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, yeah, it's a much easier said than done. And so when you really think about the definition of kindness and the act of being kind, you realize that it actually requires a great amount of, discipline, I guess, is the best word to use. You have to sort of rebel against your lesser instincts and your lesser, instincts. So it's easier, I think, to be reactive or angry or hateful or violent. That's sort of a natural reaction to a lot of things that are happening right now, politically, socially. And so to say kindness a rebel is just sort of suggesting that we take a minute and try and be more thoughtful and swallow our pride in some cases in order to listen as well as to speak.
Sort of a reflection on the current climate right now, right? I know that some of what made it into these songs, maybe indirectly more so than directly, is a reaction to the election of 2016. And I know Asheville, North Carolina, in a way, much like Ashland, Oregon, which is that it does tend to be a bit of a blue bubble surrounded by a sea of red, right? Mm-hmm. And it can be very easy to not be directly connected to much going on further than sort of 20 miles in every direction, right?
Right.
I think I was looking it up before our session today, and I think Asheville was like a 14-point win for Clinton, but Buncombe County was actually a red county in the overall election. As I mentioned, not to get too far into politics, but that does play into the tenor, maybe, more so than anything specifically direct on the record. The song that I mentioned, Born in the Right Country, there's a video for this that that definitely emphasizes the message within the song, and it's kind of tough. Who came up with the idea for the video and executed that?
That was a guy named Jordan Halland, who lives in Oregon. And it was amended a little bit by the band. And it was a group effort in the end, but you should check him out. His stuff is good, and we had a really good time working together with him. I'll let one of the guys talk more about the video.
I think that pretty much sums it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we were just trying to highlight that some people are born potentially with more luck than others. And yeah. We weren't trying to fixate on a certain demographic. We kind of had to, not to dilute the message of the video, but that was the general idea that Ryan had in the song, was talking about innate luck and being born as a maybe a middle class white dude in America.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to always say that there, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it's something to be ashamed of if you do come into this world in a slightly different position than somebody else. There's nothing to be ashamed of that, but I think it's important that you can recognize the fact that you might have advantages that you don't understand fully, that other people don't. And if you can explore that a little bit and just be open to that idea, then I think there leaves room for growth, rather than shutting that out and denying that that might be a thing, or just assuming that, you know, because you did come into this world with a certain amount of privilege, that, you know, that's a fault of yours in some way. I don't believe that either. You know, I just think it's a matter of understanding it.
You guys have marvelously managed to dress up that message in a shimmery, summery, hummable tune. Was that intentional, to try to create this dichotomy between the lightness of the music and the weight of the message?
No, not necessarily. I think that's kind of funny that you say that. I think perspectives inside music is generally different than the perspective on the outside. To me, the song has a weight to it, but I could see how other people would feel it differently. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think I'm also singing lyrics that have some gravity to them as well, and have a meaning to me. So maybe my mood is different as I'm listening than yours is when you're listening.
I mean, it reminds me of the sort of famous example of Suzanne Vega's Luca. You know,
sure.
It became a pop hit and little kids were out singing about domestic violence.
Yeah.
Right?
It wouldn't be a bad thing if we just earned some people that way.
Yeah. Sure. You mentioned, I think it was Santa Fe that you traveled to, right, to do this record?
No, a town called Tornillo, Texas, just outside of El Paso.
Why journey that far?
There's a studio there. We were on tour with Sarah Watkins. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you...
She's been here a lot,
Your listeners are familiar. And David Garza, her guitarist, just got to know him pretty well, and he had recorded at this studio. It's called Sonic Ranch. And he just kind of introduced us and, you know, got us in with the right people, and the studio is so dreamy. It's just impossible to say no to. It's on a 2,300-acre pecan farm. There are three different studios there, all with incredible vintage gear. They cook for you, they clean for you, and you live in a house next to the studio you're recording in. So it is the end all studios for me. I mean, I'm sure there are other studios that are as idyllic, but I can't imagine them.
You guys have tended to do this thing where you journey to a studio, right? Is that to kind of get out of your own way, like to clear the rest of life from the schedule so that you can focus on making the record?
Precisely.
Yeah.
As Dan said earlier, I think the older we get and the more responsibilities we have, so to speak, the harder it is sometimes to focus on the creative work for an extended amount of time. And I think when you're trying to make a record, and especially record a record, it's really helpful for us. It always has been, but it becomes more and more helpful the older we get, to sort of isolate ourselves and get away from some of those responsibilities for a minute anyway, and really focus on the music and live and breathe it, because it's, I don't know, there's a momentum that happens when you start to immerse yourself into it, and then you start to get on this roll, and you can sort of let that momentum snowball in a way that you can't do if you're going home every night to your house and your girlfriend or boyfriend or your dog or your other things you have to do. It just takes the focus out. So it's nice to get away sometimes and really do it do it all the way.
Yeah. Well, the end result's fantastic. The new record is fantastic. The previous record was also super easy to listen to, song after song. They're just all great, and I'm thrilled that you guys are here. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much.
River Wireless, my guest, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new album is called Kindness a Rebel, and they've got one more for us. What do you want to wrap up with?
The song's called Van Dyke Brown.
I was courted by the loved and reckless. I made my case to the highest names, but they drowned me out in hallelujahs. Ah, deaf with praise. And just where you think I would, I found my circus in the dim light of a West Town bar, shouting benedictions out to feed our fire.
That is Van Dyke Brown. It's River Wireless playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Daniel Sheeran on lead vocals on that one, as well as guitar. Ryan O'Keefe on vocals and guitar. Hallie Anderson, vocals, violin, balalaika, and Alex McWalters here in the studio. River Wireless, the new record is called Kindness a Rebel. Guys, thanks so much for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.